there are times when it must be very difficult for people to understand. As a matter of fact, when I was on your side, though I didn't make a practice of it, I did sit with mediums. I thought it wisest not to make it common knowledge. During those difficult years, I had one or two interesting experiences, and I was helped in some directions anyway. But of course, you know, it's always very much more difficult for people in positions such as I had to make it public knowledge. You know, I suppose it's to be expected, really, that people should have, to some extent, an illusion about it. I suppose it's extraordinary, looking back on time, how people really did build up, you know, a picture or an image, which really, quite frankly, was not the reality of the person himself or herself, as it comes to that. It was a very difficult time, but we came through it. And my God, how, and the suffering of untold millions and millions of people who were involved. I met many persons over here who, quite frankly, I probably really, looking back on my life, I didn't ever think to see again. I don't know, I held very strong views in some respects about religion. I suppose automatically one does follow one's parents, one's impressions and ideas that have been set into one's head from infancy. But I do now know, above all else, that life continues. Death is not the end. In a way, it's the biggest illusion of the lot. The reality of self, the reality of the spirit within that can overcome. You know, it was the spirit of the British people that overcame the evils of Hitler and the rest. Of course, there were others also very much concerned and very much caught up with the struggle against evil. But I think, looking back in your world now, I can't help feeling great sadness that there isn't greater understanding between the peoples in high places. You know as well as I do that if it hadn't have been for Russia, I'm not saying we wouldn't have won the war, but I think it would have been carrying on for a much longer period. The Russian people were magnificent, and it saddens me, indeed, as it does everyone else here, to see the animosity, to see the situation which has arisen over the last few years. Whereas a hand of brotherhood should have been stretched so that the world would indeed have been a much happier and a much safer place. There are politics I realize only too well how, through fear as much as anything, mistakes are made on all sides. We're very concerned, I'm very concerned, particularly in regard to the situation in your world in the Middle East, and of course the old question of Ireland, which has never diminished, indeed it worsens. Now, there are various things that I might say, but I don't think it would be very, at this point in your time, advisable. But I just want you to know that many of us here on this side of life are deeply involved and concerned about your world. There's so much in your world that causes concern. We only hope there will be a greater and a better understanding between America and Russia. That seems to me the beginning of some solution that could bring about eventual peace and tranquility of spirit. But of course, we're very, very concerned about the Middle East. And I don't want to start making prophecies, but I can tell you there will be something happen in the Far East which will perhaps not come altogether as a surprise, but will be the beginning of something which could bring about a greater and more peaceful situation in the time that lies ahead. But you know, unfortunately, you're not dealing altogether with rational people. They're very irrational, very stupid, if I may so say. But there will be a suddenness and there will be a transformation which will come about through something that happens. I'm not prophesying a war. In fact, if I'm prophesying at all, in the opposite direction. I will say this, that what looks as if one is on the brink is not necessarily so. There will come about circumstances which will change the whole aspect of things in the Middle East. Anyway, I don't come here to talk politics. I know that you, dear people, come together in the hope of developing the power of the spirit, which is latent, dormant within, as indeed it is all peoples. I wish you well. You've got some jolly good friends, wonderful helpers here, and you've got the spirit to succeed and the desire to serve and to help. That is the vital thing above all else, the desire to be of service. And the only way to achieve anything of any value is to forget yourselves in loving service one to the other. You know, one comes up against all manner and kind of people in your world who are searching, in a way, probably very sincerely, wanting to know more about themselves. Well, I think if you're less concerned about yourself, that's when you start to make spiritual progression. Leave self alone, let it find its own level, and gradually you'll open up your consciousness to the reality of life, spiritual, and in a sense, while still on earth, material. I understand the problems only too well some of you face. Life isn't always easy. It isn't always the way in which you wish it might go individually and sometimes indeed collectively. But you, dear people, have seen a glimmer of the light of the spirit. Let it burst into a full flame. There's no reason why you shouldn't. You're all very sincerely investigating, sincerely endeavoring to be of service, and each one of you will develop to some extent, and the power that you are utilizing will open up in a way which may well surprise you. Don't get disheartened about it. And as for that American fellow.
Yes, sir.
What a lucky man you are to have such a nice little sweet soul to take such an interest in you.
Thank you.
I suppose you do deserve it.
I hope so.
I hope so, for your sake.
Is it only
then? No, so, we have great desire to help each one of you. No, good heavens, perhaps I'm not making, I don't know what it sounds like. All I know is that I stand in front of this mechanism, whatever it is, and concentrate my thoughts upon it, and then you hear what I'm trying to convey. Whether it sounds as I once was when on earth, I can't say. It's obviously easier for you to decide. But you know, I did my best and I got you out in victory of the mire. Well, I don't want to go into all that. You said a bit of petrol advice.
Is it Churchill? Is it Mr. Churchill?
No.
Winston.
Is it Winston?
Good, it's Winston.
Oh, good.
Is it Winston? I thought it was Oliver.
I've been standing here.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since you came into this room.
It wasn't Oliver.
And I thought, well, if it is possible,
yes.
I will manifest.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as one might think.
No.
But, I can't tell, as well as you can tell, how I'm managing, but I just want you all to know that we send all our love, all our blessings, and carry on the wonderful work of the Spirit. Be of good heart. Don't get down. Don't get depressed. These things take time.
Yeah.
And what a lucky man that fellow is.
Thank you, sir.
American chap.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
That's fine. Thank you.
Bye-bye.